Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Welcome to Sportcast, the daily sports update on First Post. You're listening to Brian. It was day 4 at the 2018 Asian Games yesterday and the Indian contingent saw some good results. India have clinched another medal in shooting, a gold this time. Rahi Sarnobat won gold in the women's 25-meter pistol event. With this first place finish, Sarnobat has become the first female Indian shooter to win a gold at the Asian Games. 16-year-old sensation Manu Bhaker was expected to do well after her Games record qualifying score. However, Rahi Sarnobat surprised everyone and came out on top. She played it cool in the final, which saw two shoot-offs. Rahi was tied at 34 points with Thailand's Nafaswan Yangpyeboon after 10 series of 5 shots each. In the shoot-off that followed, the Indian and the Thai hit their targets 4 times each. This led to a second shoot-off where Yangpyeboon hit 2 while Rahi shot 3, which gave her the gold. Meanwhile, Bhaker finished in 6th place. Rahi is the 6th Indian shooter to win a gold at the Asian Games. India have won 4 bronze medals in the sport of Wushu at the Asian Games. Wushu is the name for Chinese martial arts. It has 2 disciplines, Sanda and sparring, and Taolu or forms. Roshibina Devi, Santosh Kumar, Surya Bhanu Pratap and Narendra Grewal lost their semi-final Sanda bouts but go home with a bronze medal each. In the 2014 Asian Games, India had won 2 bronze medals, including a bronze for Grewal in the men's 60kg category. This time, his bronze came in the 65kg category. While no Indian athlete has made it to the finals in Wushu, it has been noted that this is India's best showing in Wushu at the Asian Games. Tennis news from the Asian Games now, and India are guaranteed to finish with at least 2 medals. The doubles team of Rohan Bopanna and Divij Sharan qualified for the semi-finals, as did singles player Ankita Raina. Ankita, who is ranked 189 in the world, defeated Eunice Chong of Hong Kong 6-4, 6-1 in the quarterfinal. She took 54 minutes to win the first set, but only 27 minutes to win the second. She was trailing 1-4 in the first set before making a strong comeback to take the set 6-4. She will meet Zhang Shuai of China, who is ranked 34 in the world, in the semi-finals. Rohan Bopanna and Divij Sharan also reached the semi-finals of the men's doubles competition. The two players did not have much experience playing as a team, but defeated Shui Chengpeng and Yang Sunghua of Chinese Taipei 6-3, 5-7, 10-1. India have beaten Hong Kong 26-0 in men's hockey at the Asian Games. This is India's biggest ever win in international hockey. Their previous biggest was 24-1 against the United States 86 years ago. India completely dominated Hong Kong and with 7 minutes remaining in the game, even took their goalkeeper off the field. Rupinder Pal Singh, Harmanpreet Singh and Akshadeep Singh scored hat-tricks. In all, 14 players scored goals for India. India scored 4 goals in just the first 5 minutes of the match. India ranked 5th in the world while Hong Kong are ranked 45. In their previous match, India had beaten Indonesia 17-0. The biggest margin of victory in international hockey is a 36-1 drubbing of Samoa by New Zealand in 1994. India's next big match is against Japan on Friday.
Sportcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.